Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Many of us heard the controversy over Representative Ilhan Omar's statement, "Some people did something." But no one has ever investigated her entire speech where she made that statement. As I mentioned before, Professor Todd Green treated her statement lightly by just simply mentioning what Ilhan Omar said and quickly brushed it aside as if it was nothing. That's why I decided to investigate her entire speech to tell you the entire story. So far, we covered a large portion of the introductory video, which was prepared by CARE, the Council on America-Islamic Relations. This video was played to introduce her to the audience at the first annual Valley Banquet in 2019. And now let us listen to the last portion of the intro video for Representative Ilhan Omar, who stated,
"The stories of our grandparents and great-grandparents were immigrants themselves, and the contributions that they made to create this great nation, we're not that much different from one another. This country gave us hope. This country allowed for us to develop our own identity and to create our own home. And we shouldn't look down on the next person that's trying to do that."
Once again, this is simply the broken record, which liberals love to repeat. We are an immigrant country. Therefore, we should have no borders, and we allow all the Muslims of planet Earth and anybody else to come to America. That is dangerous. We cannot compare the early immigrants of this country who crossed the ocean to come to America, to make America, and we say that they are equal to those whom we are bringing to America today as refugees or those who are coming to take advantage of America. The early immigrants fought and worked hard to make America. But the newer who are coming today, they're here to take advantage of America. 200 years ago, the American people did not use the tax money to create the welfare for the immigrants who came to this country. But those who came, they struggled and worked hard to start this country. None of the early fathers came to America as refugees, as is happening today. And once again, none of the early fathers who came to America from Europe were Muslims who believe in Allah to be the true God, who believe in the teaching of the Quran, which teaches every Muslim believer to hate the infidels, to engage in war with the infidels, to kill the men among the infidels, and take their wives and daughters as concubines and slaves, to force the Sharia, Islamic law, on the people of America. There is huge difference as far as the East from the West, equal to the difference between hell and heaven, to tell me that Muslims coming to America today are immigrants, like the immigrants who came from Europe, those who come to fight for freedom of religion, which Islam will destroy in America, because once again, Islam does not allow freedom of religion. In Islam, Muslims kill all those who leave Islam and will kill the rest of the people of America if, in the future, we do not submit to Islam. That's obviously when Muslims will have the upper hand in America. So I'm sorry, there is no such thing as we're all immigrants. And by the way, none of Ilhan Omar's parents or grandparents ever came to this country as immigrants. And she herself did not come to this country like the early immigrants who came to America. She came here as a refugee with fraudulent papers. She is not Ilhan Omar, as all America continue to call her Representative Ilhan Omar. The real name of Ilhan Omar is actually Ilhan Noor Sayed Elmi, and she must be removed from America simply because she committed a fraud to get here. Sadly, as 87% of the refugees who came to America under George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama who are here with fraudulent papers. And if we do what is right, to live by the laws of America, all those who committed fraud to come to America must be removed from America. They must be sent back to to where they came from. Someone may say, why do I make a big deal about Muslims were not part of the early immigrants who came to America? You don't understand the agenda of the Muslims. They're right now teaching that America was discovered by the Muslims before Christopher Columbus. And if you allow Muslims like Ilhan Omar and others to continue to repeat this lie that their Muslim ancestors came to America and they created America and they influenced America, you will give them the right in the future to say that America is a Muslim country, because that's exactly what you want. And we must stop it now before it's too late. Don't forget Joseph Goebbels, who said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually will come to believe it. That's why we need to end these lies of Muslims in America. As Joseph said, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. Even though we know that a few early Muslims, and they're simply Muslim by name, came to America as slaves from Africa. But these are not the fathers who created this country. It was white Europeans who came to America to flee persecution in Europe, who sought freedom of religion. Once again, my dear friends, yes, the early immigrants who came to this country from Europe, they came to make America, not to destroy America, to put into America, not to take away from America. That's not what we see today from the immigrants, and sadly, many of the illegal immigrants who are coming to this country. Then Representative Ilhan Omar said, we're not that much different from one another. Well, I'm sorry. We are much different from one another, because some of us are here to keep America free. But others, like Muslims, are here to destroy America and to take our freedom away. That's why, my dear friends, we're not the same. All the Muslims who will not reject Sharia and Islam to be part of America, to believe in our constitution, not to force Sharia, their Islamic savage barbaric laws on us, are not the same like those who are willing to die for America. Muslims in America will never assimilate with us, so how can they be one of us? Then Ilhan Omar said, this country gave us hope. They allow for us to develop our own identity and to create our own home. I'm sorry, this is maybe true if you choose to become American. But if you choose to come to America and to continue to be a Muslim, which goes against everything that America stands for, then you cannot make this statement. Ilhan Omar ended her statement by saying, and we should not look down on the next person that is trying to do that. Well, I'm sorry, that is a problem that we cannot resolve with having Muslims in America, because they always look down on non-Muslims because we are infidels. As we already cover in this study, for Muslims in America, as Muslims anywhere in planet Earth, look at all the rest of the people who do not submit to Islam to be the second-class citizen. The infidels, the worst of the creatures, and they must be hated, and they must be get rid of if they will not submit and convert to Islam. The remarks of Ilhan Omar are designed to create sympathy so the American people will allow other Muslim immigrants to come to America. And we know that they will come at the expense of the American taxpayer, as we have done already with Ilhan Omar herself. We paid for her flight. We paid for housing. We paid for her schooling. We paid for her food. We paid for her health care. We paid for everything. And we made her a congresswoman. And what we get in the end? We get nothing but insults to our president, which is insults to our country. We get nothing but simply hate, as she hates America and all the allies of America. That is exactly what we get from Ilhan Omar and all Muslims like her. Yes, indeed, my friends. Ilhan Omar hates America and she wants to tear it down. Then Representative Ilhan Omar, she arrived on stage to much applause.
Okay, everyone, you guys can sit, please. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Here we go, America. Assalamu alaikum. Does this remind you of the greeting the Muslim Arab President Barack Hussein Obama gave to the Muslims of Egypt when he gave his speech and they shouted Allahu Akbar and they got so excited about it? That's exactly what you get from having Muslims to represent you. Assalamu alaikum. They're not assimilating with us. They're here to separate from us. She did not say hello. She did not say good afternoon or good morning. She said, the peace of Allah be on you. Not the God of the Bible, but Allah, the God of Muhammad. Not the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but Allah, the God who have no son. And if you believe that he have a son, you're an infidel. If you're an infidel, we must terrorize you. And in the near future, we will kill you. Unless you submit and believe in our Allah. How do you like the greeting of her speech? Now, does this bother you, Professor Green, at all? Or are you okay with that? Of course you're okay with that. I wonder if you have helped her to write that speech.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now, let's continue with her speech.
I am truly, truly, truly honored for the opportunity to be here with all of you. It's been a really hard week for the Muslim community. And I feel extremely lucky to be here in California with all of you fighting for justice, for equality, for the right for us to equally exist in this country.
It was a hard week for the Muslims in planet Earth. You know why? Because of the shooting which took place at the mosque in New Zealand, where we know that 50 Muslims were killed and many were injured. And now I wonder if Ilhan Omar ever has the same feeling being heartbroken when Muslims go inside mosques all over the Middle East and blow up many mosques and killing not in 50 but in the thousands. Because, my dear friends, this is a show. This is what I call the Brabaganda Muslims in America. The hogwash news. Why? Because, trust me, if you study the history of Islam from the days of Muhammad until what's coming tomorrow, you will see that there is always Muslims killing Muslims. Muslims in America made a big deal about the killing of 50 Muslims in New Zealand, which to me is a big deal because these are 50 souls who died without knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they are spending eternity in hell with Muhammad and Allah Satan, who will join them in the end of time. But why Ilhan Omar and the Muslims in America making a big deal about that shooting, but they will not talk at all about the hundreds of mosques which blown up and Muslims were inside it praying by other Muslims? Shiite kill Sunni and Sunni kill Shiite. And this is the true history of Islam. As my friend Mark Gabriel said, he can summarize the history of Islam in one sentence. It is a gushing river of blood. But if an infidel, some white supremacist or whatever, shot and killed one Muslim, we're going to be in crisis. We're going to be in tyranny. We're going to be so broken because, wow, an infidel killed a Muslim. But if thousands of Muslims kill other thousands of Muslims, that is okay. That is a norm. And we're not going to talk about it because we don't want to expose ourselves of what we are as Muslims to the West. So that's why it was a hard week for Representative Ilhan Omar and the Muslim community, not just in America, but around the world. Now, I wonder if Representative Ilhan Omar and the Muslims of America were brokenhearted for the Christians who are slaughtered in the thousands by the Muslims all over the world every year. For example, after the Christchurch mosque shooting of New Zealand, which broke your heart, Representative Ilhan Omar, Muslims retaliated in Sri Lanka, as Al Jazeera reported, and this is your Muslim site, my friend, as well as the Washington Post reported Colombo, Sri Lanka, suicide bombers strike churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday, killing more than 290 people in a highly coordinated attack targeting Christians and foreigners. And by the way, Al Jazeera reported that the number of those who died were 321. And believe me, my friends, if you go online and search for the persecution of the Christians all over the Muslim world, you'll be shocked. Literally, thousands of Christians are killed every year by the hands of the Muslim believers. And if you ask the question, why Muslims are doing that? I know that the liberals in America and Ilhan Omar will tell you this have nothing to do with Islam. But in reality, these people were practicing Islam. That is exactly what Allah wants Muslims to do. And in this case, for Sri Lanka attack, it was the practice of retaliation, or as Muslims call it, revenge, as it is written in Quran chapter 2 and verse 178. Yes, indeed, Allah said, retaliation is ordained to you in the case of murder. Somebody kill a Muslim, the Muslim must retaliate. And if you ask why, I will tell you, to fix the problem which Representative Ilhan Omar is having. As she began her speech by telling us that it has been a hard week for her and the Muslim community. Her heart is broken, and the only way for Muslims to receive healing for the brokenness of their heart, it is to retaliate. It is to engage in war. It is to kill the infidels. As Allah stated in Quran chapter 9 and verse 14, engage in war with them. Allah will torment them by your hands and put them to shame and give you victory over them and heal the chest of a believing people. Muslims know by killing some Christians, their chest will be healed and the pain and the sorrow of losing their fellow Muslims will be gone. Notice that the Muslim of Sri Lanka did not retaliate by killing some atheists to retaliate for the killing of the 50 Muslims by an atheist, but they killed 321 Christians and foreigners. And to the Muslim of the Middle East, every foreigner is a Christian, or for sure an infidel. So where are you, Representative Omar? I have never heard you express any sorrow for those who were killed by your Muslim believers of Sri Lanka, or of the Christians who were killed in your own home country by the Muslims of Somalia, as well as for the Christians who are slaughtered by the hand of the Muslims all over the world. But then Representative Ilhan Omar said that they must fight for justice. They must fight for equality. They must fight for themselves to be equal in their existence in this country. What country is she talking about? She's talking about America. Wait a minute. I did not know that Muslims do not enjoy justice in America and equality in America. What Ilhan Omar is talking about, I do not know. But the reality is this, my friends. In Islam, there is no justice. In Islam, there is no equality. In Islam, there is nothing but a savage cult. And I'm not talking about even the treatment of Muslims to non-Muslims. I'm talking about the treatment of Muslims to Muslims within the same Muslim community anywhere in the world in the last 1400 years. You see, my friends, in Islam, there is no equal protection for different classes of people. Justice is dualistic, with one set of laws for Muslim males and different laws for Muslim women and other sets of laws for the infidels. Therefore, there are no equal rights for women even within Islamic law. And here we go. A lady in a hijab is going to teach us Americans about the justice of Islam. You know why she can get away with that speech? Because her audience do not have a clue what Islam actually teaches about justice. By the way, don't forget the reaction of the New Zealand country. All those liberals in New Zealand bow down to the Muslims. The prime minister wears a hijab and declared that we are all Muslims. And the call of prayers were announced from every TV and every radio. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And they changed the gun laws, which makes their own people sitting ducks for the future, when Muslims will have the same weapons which they will not allow their people to have, and they will be slaughtered in New Zealand. This is just my own prediction for the future of New Zealand. And by the way, there are less than 1.5% Muslims live in New Zealand. And believe it or not, they are already collecting 5% from everything they sell there by stamping these items with the statement halal, lawful. Lawful water, lawful coffee, lawful clothes, lawful everything. Nothing you can buy today in New Zealand unless it has the stamp halal, which means lawful. And the people of New Zealand are paying jizya, 5% for the Muslims who live in their country. I wonder how the people of New Zealand would be living when Muslims' number grow from 1.5% to say 4-5%. Trust me, it will be hell on earth. And don't forget, after all this took place, the retaliation grew beyond your imagination of the Muslims of planet Earth. And they did not kill some atheist as the shooter here was an atheist. They actually retaliate by killing Christians all over the world to retaliate for the killing of the 50 Muslims in New Zealand. Now, do you think Representative Ilhan Omar will be talking about that? The retaliation of the Muslims as Allah ordained it in the Quran? No, of course not. It was a hard week for Muslim community to face the reality of they are being persecuted because 50 were killed in the country of New Zealand. Well, that's why Representative Ilhan Omar is here to fight for justice. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.